Music session number 9696, Reel 3.
Admiral Gibson, Reel 3.
Well, the army were drinking in the wardroom about, and so were we, I might say, about midnight. And the captain came out to me and said, "We're going to see at 3 o'clock. Somebody has got to fly that aeroplane on board." So I said, "Well, I suppose I'd better do it. I'm supposed to be the commanding officer." And I remember going out to the airfield just before the ship sailed. And it was dark and it was cold, and I'd still only flown the aeroplane about 3 times. And actually, what happened was I took off in the dawn, and when I took off from the race course, it wasn't an airfield then, it was just a race course. When I took off, I found that the lashing bars were still in place on the rudder, so I couldn't move the rudder. And there's quite a lot of talk in those aeroplanes, and she was tending to go towards the rock. Eventually I managed to break the wooden bars, I suppose with the force of my feet. It was all right, and I found this little ship somewhere out at sea. And I had to land on board it, and actually it was my first day landing in that aeroplane, but I did get off a Christ's sake wire, so it was all right. I didn't make a fool of myself. But then it was a wonderful squadron. They really were marvellous. And we shot down ever so many, I don't know how many, Fock Wolves. I had very good pilots in my squadron. Unfortunately, I didn't exactly cover myself with glory. I only had one combat with a Fock Wolf. And Martin had a nasty habit of his guns jamming when you fired them. And all my 4 guns jammed. I think there were 4. And there I was sitting like Aunt Sally behind this damn thing, and he was shooting at me. So that came to nothing. But I got used to the ship, and I was on board for exactly a week, because after a week, it was a 7-knot convoy we were with. Audacity only did 14 knots. And after a week, we had torpedoes running under the ship the night before. And there were battles with submarines every night. But my young men, they shot down Fock Wolves, and they attacked submarines on the surface with their front guns. And one of them actually had a collision with it. They were the sort of people that were actually collided with a Fock Wolf doing a head-on attack. And another one of my pilots unfortunately attacked a French civilian flying boat by mistake, but these things happen in wartime. He didn't shoot it down, but he just attacked it. Anyway, on the last day, after about a week, at night, we landed on the last patrol at dusk. I remember the leader of the section was Sheepy Lamb, a man called Sheepy Lamb, and he was given a red as he was coming on. A red viridite light was fired to turn to take a wave off. And of course, that must have stood out in the dusk. But he landed on, and we then went on the beam of the convoy to... But we thought we might be safer not being in the convoy. I might say we'd lost many ships in the convoy, only 7 knots. And on that last day, we saw 8 U-boats. We actually saw 8 U-boats. So we were in the U-boat country, all right. And we had our dinner. And I remember the conversation at dinner. It was perfectly cheerful conversation, but we didn't discuss whether or not we were likely to be torpedoed, but when we would like to be torpedoed. And the question was answered with our coffee. We suddenly, all our cups suddenly jumped off the table, and there was the ship hitting the engine room. And I went to my cabin to get one or two things. The ship had stopped. It was the first cabin I'd ever had in the Navy with a private bathroom. And my private bath was on the top of my bed, which didn't look very good. So I just got my greatcoat, put that on, went up on the bridge with the captain, where it was quite dark, and we were tossing the confidential books over the side. I remember that. And after half an hour, which the U-boat had spent in reloading his tubes, he was sipping there the whole time, very close to us. He then fired two torpedoes into us, and the ship just disappeared in front of the bridge. It vanished. And we all, the captain said, abandon the ship, and we all jumped into the water. And we were picked up about 2 hours later by a corvette called the Convolvulus. Unfortunately, the captain was drowned, and so were many other people. And we changed from the Convolvulus, I remember, to the HMS Deptford. And about a week later, after that, we arrived at Liverpool.
How long were you in the water yourself?
Well, I had a pod showering a Cardiff Road some of that time, about 2 hours. It was December the 19th.
Were you able to swim?
Well, I was wearing my very worst, so I wouldn't have sunk anyway. But it was an unpleasant experience.
Was there much oil around?
There must have been a great deal, but it wasn't apparent where I was. The ship actually caught fire because her petrol storage was affected by the torpedo. And there was quite a scene before we left the ship. And also all the martlets, the aeroplanes, were on the flight deck. And when we were in the water, they all fell over the side because the ship took a list. So that was a bit very dicey indeed. In fact, I think some people were probably killed as a result of that. I don't know how many men we lost in the squadron. I've forgotten. I think it was about half.
Did the U-boat surface?
Oh, yes. We saw it at one stage.
This was after the ship had gone down, was it?
No. When it was reloading its tubes, it came up to have a look.
Which year would this have been?
41 or 42. It was 41, December. Well, after that, I went home and kitted up again. Went to Gives and bought new uniforms and things. And I reformed the squadron at Yeovilton, RNAS Yeovilton. With hurricanes. And I think what happened then was, when I'd been a month or two in the squadron at Yeovilton, working up, I think the letter that had been sent home from the Mediterranean saying that I was due for a rest reached the Admiralty, because I was taken out. And went to the RAF, I did the Empire Central Flying School course, the first one, and spent the rest of the war training pilots, mostly in the United States. Actual fighting war was over.
How did you find the Americans?
Wonderful.
In what way?
Oh, in every way. Wonderful people and marvelous Navy, and an extremely good at operating aircraft and ships. But I mean, my American friends still come every summer. When I went to America, I was a lieutenant. I was chief flying instructor with our teaching British pilots to fly in Florida. And most of my American friends, who were also lieutenants in those days, became admirals about the same time as I did. And of course, we always had very close links between our two navies. That was very useful. A very nice knowing those men.